The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Well, tonight I had just one show, but two shows with Michael Coleman, our special guest. And these are our shows, Heart of Alabama Food Bank, one show called Mission Minded, which is a great show. It runs right before this one called Bite by Bite. And I love this show because it's a little shorter. We kind of jump right into what we're talking about. We talked last week on Mission Minded about protesters. And whether you would hire a protester or not. And so we want to kind of further that, not the protesting part, but the actual hiring part. Yeah. And what it's like to hire people these days. And I'll just use this example because I know we don't have a ton of time. There are some things that when you go into an interview process that quite frankly are just slam dunks, making eye contact, giving a firm handshake, saying yes or no, sir. And even some of those things are foregone these days. It seems like we've kind of lost touch in that. I don't really want to talk about that so much, but I do want you to talk about some of the things you deal with in hiring individuals, because right now unemployment rates, the lowest they've ever been. It's probably really hard to find some good help.
It is. And I'm also, so one of the things, the state of Alabama is really focused on, because we have all these car industries down here now, you know, have Mercedes and Honda and Hyundai and Toyota Mazda, and it just goes on and on and on. And with the shipbuilding and airplane building and everything down in the Mobile area, they're looking. And, you know, our unemployment rate, I think, was last I saw was 2.8%. And so they're saying, well, where's our workforce going to come from? And so they're looking at, you know, people coming out of prison and all that kind of stuff, and, you know, immigrants and just everywhere. They're trying to say, how do I pull that? And so that really kind of fits with where I've been for a long time, which is I love giving people second chances. But the problem is, when you're giving somebody a second chance, we all know it's a huge roll of the dice for a couple of reasons. One is you have their past that they could revert back to under pressure, you know, because it can still kind of be the norm. You can't tell those kind of things on an interview. Mm-hmm. Are they still living that life, or have they left that life and they're really committed to turning their life around? The other issue is that lots of times I have people who are good people, love them to death, great personalities, but they come in and it's so hard to understand somebody's capacity. So you think you're making this hire because this person, you know, you want this person to do this job. And then you get out there and you explain it to them and they do something else, and you explain it to them again and they do something else. And so you continue to have to do that over and over. And it's just such a struggle because, you know, right now, everybody I know that runs a nonprofit or owns their own business, I say, how's it going? Without fail, everybody comes back to the same thing. It's not the mission. It's finding the people to do it. Mm-hmm. And I think I've made this analogy on Mission Minded, was I tell everybody when they come into an organization, you know, I'm not going to know you. I just see you at the interview. I read what you put on paper. So I really don't know who you are. But as we're with each other every day, all day, you know, what your natural gifts are, what you're good at, what you're not good at, that's going to come to light. And so sometimes you hire somebody for a position that's a round hole position, but you find out they're a square peg. And it's not that they can't be good. I mean, they're coming to work every day. They have a good attitude. They just don't have the skill set that you need for that particular job that you hired them for. So the question is, how do we get the square peg into the square hole and the round peg into the round hole? Because those are needed. So it's not always this employee's not going to work out. It's sometimes maneuvering them to get the right fit. And it's just one of the struggles that we all have about trying to understand somebody's capacity. And the reason that's, again, just such a challenge is it's not fair to somebody to ask them to do something that they are intellectually not capable of. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's not fair. But if you run into somebody where you hired them for this and you have these specific requirements for the job, and then you find out maybe they're not up for that, then what do you do? especially by that time, they've become part of your family. You care. So you see the real, it's an emotional dilemma. You care about this person. I've had people that are, it's their first job. It's their first adult job. And so they're like, well, yeah, I mean, please, if you're listening, I'm not putting waitressing and all that, but that's one of the jobs that you do when you're in high school, and sometimes people are successful and you can make a lot of money. I'm not putting that job down, but coming to work every day, a 9-to-5 job, and having specific job description responsibilities is just a little bit different animal. And this may be their first one. And so you're trying to train them. But as you go along, you begin to question sometimes, oh, do they have the ability to even do this job at all?
Real quick, do you find ever that there's a disconnect between what the employer is saying they want the employee to do, yet it's more than that, and then what the employee is expecting to do for the employer, but they really don't know what they're doing? You know, we always talk about, it doesn't matter, just get the job and you can learn how to do it once you get there, right?
That's right.
I think a lot of people do that. And I've had nightmares about, because I got hired as a technician in radio and I had no clue what to do. I was, the engineer said, okay, you're gonna take the green wire, the white wire, and blah, blah. I just wanted the job and I did it. I mean, I still have nightmares about showing up to work and not knowing exactly what I'm doing. But then a lot of times I think employers would do anything just to get a warm body in the house because they thought, okay, once we get them in here, we're going to switch things up and they're going to be doing this. Do you ever have that?
Yeah. So, yeah, we have people who come in and they may have had some issues. They're a second chance guy. And we find out, man, this guy's a genius, or this girl's a genius. I mean, they're phenomenal. And you want to then give them as much as they can handle. One of the things I always tell, matter of fact, I just hired somebody who's a donor relations manager, and I told her, I said, one thing I can't tell is your internal capacity. And I said, so while you're training, I'm just going to be throwing out to you the things that I want this job to be about. Now, she has a very specific job description. Mm-hmm. But when you start talking that out, and what does that involve, and what are your expectations on this? And I told her, I said, Rena, I'm going to have to tell you like I tell everybody else. I'm going to talk to you as if your tank is not full, because I can't see your tank.
Yeah.
But I'm giving you permission at some point, if I fill your tank and you start to go home with stress at night, or if you start doing that, is I want to communicate to you, give you permission to tell me, hey, Michael, my tank is full right now. I can't do all the things you're asking me to do. And maybe we need to sit down and prioritize those tasks. Or at least I need to be mindful and say, oh, wait a minute, maybe she needs some assistance, like another person in her department, because I'm overwhelming her with all the things that I'm asking her to do. So it's a real balance. You want to push people. You want to make sure that you are getting what you're paying for, especially if you pay well. And I try to pay well. So with some people, it's a time management issue. With her, she's just like you said, she'll go in, she'll tackle everything you can and just keep until she just probably, takes on too much. Mm-hmm. But all that to say, boy, it's such a dilemma sometimes when you're looking at, we need in each one of these departments, I need that person, like you said, that comes in, grabs the bull by the horn, learns and moves forward and does great things. And when you don't have that, then it's like, okay, I need you to step up. I need you. So you kind of re-explain it. You kind of reteach it. And then after a while, you're like, with some people, it's like, ugh, boy, they're not responding like I want to. So is this a square peg in a round hole, or is this just an empty peg? Yeah. I mean, those are kind of the real conversations. And when you care about people, and we do care about our employees legitimately, it becomes so difficult, like, to weigh what their interests are, and the organizational interest as well. How do you bring those two together in a way that one's not having to sacrifice? And it's a delicate dance, one I'm currently going through, and but it's part of being in charge. It's part of what I love. I love all this. So today's conversation wasn't so much about food banking. It's more about some of the just challenges with with people, but I know it affects every organization that's out there.
This is Bye.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.